Thank you, and back we are on the Sports Zone here on 103.9 WLDN, talking Adrian College Bulldog basketball with the coach, Kyle Lindsay, in studio again here. And Kyle, we were just talking off the air a moment ago about what a league race we've got going here, and you guys are right there at the top, along with two other teams after your nice win over Albion.
Yeah, it's been an interesting year, to say the least, and we're hanging in there. You know, I think the teams in our conference this year, we're all in a similar situation in that we're relying on a lot of new faces, a lot of young players. So it's pretty level from top to bottom. And I think, you know, like we mentioned, that the seventh place team right now is just two games out. And they also have four of their last five games at home. So
wow.
It's really incredible. And we just got to, you know, keep finding ways to get better every day. And make sure that, you know, this time of year, fatigue has set in for all of us.
Sure.
So, you know, we're doing things at practice now and on a daily basis to try and stay sharp, stay fresh, so that we don't kind of wear ourselves out down the stretch here.
Right. That's right. So a lot goes into this stretch run then, doesn't it?
It does. You know, our guys do a really good job of, for the most part, of being really focused every day. So, you know, in practice, we're going to not quite go for as long. We still go really hard, still, you know, do what we do, but just kind of
shorter, but more
back,
intense.
Shorten it up and keep our legs fresh.
Okay. That's a good thing to look at. You're 6-3 in the league and 15-5 overall. What a memorable year. And what a year it would be if you could, you know, get on a run here.
That would be nice. You know, our goal is to make the top four. And who knows what could happen? Who knows? You know, we get a couple more here. Now we're talking about something pretty special. But we're not going to try to look too far ahead. We're just focused on the next game, which is Trine on Saturday at home, and they're coming off a tough loss against Olivet, and they're going to be ready for us, and we're going to be ready for them. So we just got to make sure that we lock in, stay focused, and approach this game like we've approached every game as the next game. The next game is the most important game for us.
That is a 3 o'clock start on
3 o'clock.
At home.
Yes.
At home on Saturday against Trine. The most recent win, as we said, a five-pointer, and that one almost went right down to the wire, didn't it?
It did. It really did. We were fortunate to come away with that one. I think the first half at times, we looked like a team that that it was our first time playing basketball. and you know, that's going to happen.
Bad news bears out there.
Yeah, that's going to happen with with the young group and just at this point in the year. So, you know, but they fought through it. They found a way to clean things up, sharpen up, get better. So, you know, at halftime, there wasn't really many adjustments to make other than,
play better.
Let's pass the ball to the guys with the same color jerseys and let's try not to step out of bounds. So,
that's right.
But, you know, our guys hung in there, and that's, I think, because of their commitment to the defensive end. They understand that if, you know, no matter how bad we're playing at the other end, as long as we stay sharp at this end, we're going to have a chance, and we gave ourselves a chance, and we hit some shots down the stretch that were key and got stops down the stretch. I think there was a timeout with about 5 minutes to go, and we were down. And I think from that timeout, they maybe hit one or two shots. Albion, we held them to one or two makes, and one of them was like a very tough step back, banked in, you know, three.
Wow.
That was contested by us. So
a bank shot three.
Our kids were incredible at the defensive end down the stretch.
Absolutely. And then Hurd made a big three-pointer, I think, right?
Yeah, he did. And that's it's enjoyable for me to watch these guys for as many, you know, looks that we were getting early in the game that we didn't make. Their calmness and composure down the stretch in every game, all season long, that's just who they are. I think they got ice in their veins. You
it
know,
sounds
they're,
like
they're
it.
Confident. Down the stretch, when that ball leaves our hand, their mind's thinking, it's going in. And that's, as a coach, you're thinking, oh, gosh, please go in. But I think that's them. They're confident in who they are, and it makes it, you know, fun for us coaches, too. So
absolutely. They're gamers. They want the ball when the
they're
game is on.
They're competitors. Yeah, they want to win. They want to win. They understand what it takes at both ends down the stretch to get that done. So.
That's awesome, especially with such a young team. So keep up the good work, and we'll talk to you next week, and hopefully a lot of fans will be out there at the Merrill at Saturday afternoon.
That would be very nice. Thanks a lot, okay. Steve.
Thank you, Kyle.